Well, good morning. It's a happy and great morning on December 30th, 2024. Today's podcast is going to be a little short. We're just a few days away from the beginning of the new year, 2025. And when we look forward to the new year, we consider the possibilities and begin to hope in what it could possibly be for us, for our family, for our nation, for the church, for the community. But when we look back at the previous year, we remember the struggles that brought us to where we are now. Because really, you can't have success without struggle. Here's the question. What is it that you do not wish to bring into the new year as to kind of leave it behind? Consider this scripture from 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Very interesting passage there, but I do want to leave you with this thought. God is in the business of making people new, and there's a reason why he does it. He does it because the old man cannot possibly know him. He does it because the old man, if left to himself, will perish without Christ. He does it because it's all in the scope of having a relationship with him. In order to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, our hearts must be changed. God has to literally move our hearts from the position of stone to flesh, where he can mold it, where he can work on it, but also to where it will beat for him, it will long for him, it will desire him. I've said it even recently that I believe there are many people sitting in our pews that have stone hearts. Perhaps they've been in church all their life, but they have never truly been saved. I'm not afraid to say that because it really truly is the reality. And as we get closer to Christ's return, his second coming, there will be more and more of that manifested. Our wills must also be transformed. Again, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And I like to think of our cat that we have in our house. You know, that cat will come to you and sit in your lap when it is ready. You can't make that cat do anything it don't want to do. The dog, on the other hand, will whenever you want to make it sit in your lap. But I just thought that was always an interesting thought, that cats and dogs are so different when it concerns the will and forcing it to do something, you know, such as sitting down or moving it here or not doing that. But also our desires must be refocused. And only God can do that type of work. Man cannot do that. All the preaching and teaching and conferences in the world cannot make somebody be refocused. It really takes a work of the Holy Spirit in a willing vessel that has been transformed that really, truly gets it. Sometimes people seem to change for a short time, but then they go right back to wallowing in their sin. And let me just say this, that all of us at the end of the day are sinners. We all struggle with different sins, some more than others with a particular sin. And I'm not here to speak on that subject, but I am here to say that those who have not been born again do not have hearts that will beat for the Lord. They do not have wills that will desire and seek his will. And they do not have a focus that is focused on God. My hope is that we can leave that in the old year and that people will get saved and people will know God, and that those who do know God will live and be and do for his pleasure, because that's why he has saved us in part, is so that he can know us, so that he can articulate his will and his plans and his desire and the world and the sphere of his life in us and through us. The only way we're going to be able to understand that is by being born again. Again, it is Christ who makes things new. He makes things new. We cannot do that. We cannot force it. We cannot manufacture it. Only God can do that. I pray in the new year, 2025, that God does a great work in the churches. I truly do, because I believe that God cares about people. I do believe that He wants people to know Him. I pray they do, and I pray that we see even greater things go on. I don't expect there to be a huge influx of people. I don't expect the churches to be packed out the door every Sunday. But I do pray and hope that those who God has given us in the churches and in our community that are godly will rise up and say, God's will is more important than my own. God's purposes are more important than our churches. And God's direction and God's work should be more evident than our community. All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, it all rises and falls on whether or not you know Jesus Christ. I hope that you do. And if you don't, today is the opportunity to know Him. As long as you have breath in your lungs, you can know that Jesus Christ saves. You can know that He will forgive you of your sins and that you can receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Remember, it's not just Savior, it's both Savior and Lord. He has saved us to lead us and guide us. I hope this blesses your heart today. Know that the first is coming very soon. And I pray that you and your family have a blessed and prosperous new year.